I'll admit, I was surprised to hear from you.
Should have come when Moshe died.
Come. We'll have a meal, then we can talk. This way.
I remember. A lot more houses since the last time I was here.
We've grown, almost tripled in size.
View's the same.
Moshe chose this spot so the Arabs could see us every day and know we're never leaving.
I remember that too.
That's Daniel, his 7th birthday. That's Jacob, Davi and Rebecca's 3rd son. Hmm. He's 6 now.
Looks like his father.
He's always getting into trouble, so naturally, he's my favorite.
Doesn't that bother you?
I don't hear it anymore. Now, Saul, tell me about Mira. What happened?
What happens between people? I made promises and didn't keep them. She did the same.
I'm sorry.
Seems like a million years ago.
And there's been no one since?
No.
I wish you could stay for Shabbat. Both boys come with their wives and all the children.
Maybe next time.
I tell them stories about Indiana being one of 8 Jewish families in the entire town. How you were my protector.
Even when you didn't want my protection.
We were so close. After I married Moshe, you practically disappeared from my life.
I visited when I could.
Afternoon, now and then.
Moshe and I saw things differently.
He was my husband. You could have tried to understand his point of view.
Did he try to understand mine?
You could have bent a little for my sake.
There's no bending with a fanatic. After you met him, you changed.
Moshe opened my eyes to the false life the mother and father had us living. Exchanging Christmas presents with the neighbors, doing everything we could not to offend anyone with our Jewishness. Moshe made me proud to be a Jew.
He turned you against your family. He brought you to live in a place that's not yours, where you don't belong.
Please, Saul, let's not do this.
Haven't you driven enough people from their homes already? Bulldoze their villages, seize their property under laws they had no part in making.
This land was promised to Abraham.
Yes. Promise. Covenant with God made thousands of years ago. Doesn't that strike you as a form of insanity?
You don't understand, Saul. You never have. I love the life that God has given me.
How can you love making enemies? How can you love knowing that your very presence here makes peace less possible?
I have a family, a community, a life filled with faith and purpose. Saul, what do you have?